morning. I'm Laurie Hackett, and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. Every month, we have the incredible chance to sit together with friends from the community and leaders and talk about different nonprofit organizations and what's happening around the Lehigh Valley. And tonight, here in the studio, we have with us Kurt Landis, president of Iron Pigs. Welcome, Kurt.
Good evening, Laurie.
How are you?
I am happy as a pig in mud.
Oh my gosh, there's no end, right, to your pig jokes.
I could bore you with all my pig jokes.
How tired is your staff of hearing pig puns?
They're pretty tired.
Yeah. Well, I'm a good audience, so keep them coming.
Thank you.
We're on the verge of the season opening, and when listeners, when they tune into this show, they may have attended a game or started to purchase their tickets. Tell us what feels different this year about the opening season of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
I think there's more energy this year, and for a number of reasons, and the show's not long enough, but we have brand new cabanas at the ballpark, and mm-hmm. we've been able to invest a lot recently in the ballpark due to improvements for player facilities and player development. In fact, just 2.5 years ago, we invested almost $14 million in the facility. But now to invest in what I think is fun is fan amenities. And the first major new seating area in the ballpark with the Keystone Cabanas. And if you've been to the ballpark to see them in advance, they're incredible. And if you don't see them until opening day mm-hmm. or when you come to the ballpark for the first time, you're going to be blown away. These are really, really nice VIP seating areas that have a tremendous panoramic view of the ballpark. And I'm pretty excited about that. There's new things every year. We've added some theming to our first Commonwealth picnic patio. And one of the things that we haven't talked much about yet in the public is we have a concession stand that we've transitioned to Amazon Just Walk Out. And what that means is that our line times are going to be 4 times as quick as what they have in the past, because now you'll scan your credit card or tap your card to walk in, grab whatever you want, and just walk out. And that is going to be an amazing help to us moving our lines much more quickly. So this is going to be the first time in the Lehigh Valley that Amazon will have a presence with their Just Walk Out.
Tell us a little bit more about that. You scan your credit card, and then any food that you buy or items throughout the night?
Right. It's summarized really in three words, right? It's tap, shop, go, meaning that you tap your credit card or your phone just like you would if you use your phone or mm-hmm. credit card anywhere. You tap it, you walk into the storefront, take as many items or as many items. You pull it off the shelf, you pull the hamburger, the hot dog, you take whatever you want, and you exit. And as you exit, your credit card will automatically be charged. And of course, in this day and age, it's automation, it's
right.
cameras, and the cameras track what you're taking and putting back and who's with you. And as you leave, it just automatically hits your credit card.
That is going to be incredible at the ballpark.
It's going to speed the lines up incredibly.
Right.
So one of the things that's been so difficult, we've had so many people, which was a cursed blessing, mm-hmm. and we've added more points of sale, but this will really... Yeah. At least at this one stand to start, eliminate lines.
Oh, that's so exciting. You have been there since the beginning. How have you seen the ballpark Iron Pigs evolve over the years?
I think for us, you have to continually reinvent yourself. You always have to evolve. We have a saying, staying the same is falling behind at the ballpark. And our staff is very familiar with it. We have to continue to change and be different mm-hmm. and be unique, because the experience has to be different each year. If we talked about the cabanas, we talked about the concession lines, I put a lot of pressure on our VP of marketing that we have to come up with something new each year. We have to focus on guest service and entertainment. And when you have that focus on those two things, ticket sales will come. And when ticket sales are there, your sponsors will continue to be there. And when you have that strong sponsor base, it allows us to keep our ticket prices low, our concessions prices low. It allows us to have this incredible experience mm-hmm. at the ballpark for everybody, no matter of age or generation.
That's wonderful. And continuing on that same line of thought, the brand of Iron Pigs is such a strong community brand. What do you think makes it so strong, so prevalent? I mean, we come into the studio today to record this, and James, our wonderful friend here at WDIY, is wearing an Iron Pigs hat. Like, tell us a little bit about that.
I think it's a series of great decisions that started a long time ago in terms of how we launched, in terms of creating a brand that people could be attracted to. And I mean that in terms of it's something for everybody. And you know, the merchandise, the promotions, you know, how we celebrate different ethnic groups, how we celebrate different types of individuals. It's a place for everybody, and we celebrate everybody at the ballpark. So we mean something to, I think, to everybody in the ballpark, and you feel that inclusivity. And you come to the ballpark, you know, it's you have options and choices and different types of promotions. And that's really started with a pig head that we thought was fierce and fun and bold and unique and creative. And the name Iron Pigs, really for us, as we started off and kicked off, that encompassed what we wanted to be as an organization. A little edgy, a little fun, unique. But we started Iron Pigs Charities right away at the same time that the Iron Pigs were born. And we knew we always wanted to be involved in the community through charities and our community programs. And I think fans and our guests appreciated that from day one as well.
Oh, that's really fantastic. I know you have different promotions throughout the year. Any hints of maybe what's coming up this year or one of the coolest promotions that you've done?
Over time, it's been so much fun to win awards for our promotions across the country. If it was the free funeral giveaway, which to this day people still talk about, we've done the urinal video games.
Listeners, that is something I'll never get out of my head, by the way, when you first told me about that one, Kurt. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to create something for the women in the future.
Okay.
And stay tuned, listeners. this year, you know, you have some really great things coming up, but I'm really excited about the 250th anniversary.
Yes.
And I think we've talked about this briefly before, but one game each month specifically set aside that we're going to celebrate the 250th anniversary with giveaways and how we highlight the – it's something that when you talk to people, they're like, oh, I remember where I celebrated and what I did at the 200th. And I think we have a chance to really be memorable, which is one of our – we want to be memorable. We feel like we're not a baseball organization but a memory organization. Mm-hmm. So to have Let Freedom Sing, which is – an opportunity for 5,000 guests to come together in music and sing patriotic songs in May. And then in July, we'll be hosting Liberty Ignited, which is our largest ever fireworks show, five or six times the size of a normal Iron Pig show, plus a drone show that's going to blow any drone show out of the water that's been done in the region, and all set to patriotic music and choreographed. I'm really excited about those two events, as well as how we incorporate and we're partnering with our friends at Music Fest in the, using the logo, the branding together to celebrate the entire summer.
So exciting. Let's talk a little bit about Iron Pigs Charities. Iron Pigs Charities, we know, is the nonprofit charitable part of Iron Pigs and the good work you do in community. Could you share a little bit about what Iron Pigs Charities is and does?
Sure. At the heart of it, Iron Pigs Charities is about creating opportunities for local youth through recreation, education, and really with a focus on those with different abilities than ourselves. And there's a lot of ways to express what we do. One of the things that I get excited about the most is we host, for example, an event in the fall called Sweets and Treats. And it's an opportunity to give kids with different abilities or different challenges economically, physically, emotionally, to trick-or-treat at the ballpark where they normally wouldn't have those opportunities in their neighborhoods for any number of different challenges that are in front of them. And to me, that's very heartwarming and the basis of what we do. But then we raise money, we fundraise throughout the entire year, and we give those monies back in grant dollars through two different grant processes. One's more focused on programming that awards grants to other local nonprofit organizations and the great work they do in the community. And another round of grants is focused on capital improvements so we can improve physical facilities across the Lehigh Valley, such as Little League fields or soccer fields or you name it, different activities that keep kids active, healthy, and recreating.
So with Iron Pigs Charities being so successful, we know, and of course Iron Pigs is, why do you, Kurt Landis, know how important it is to have this community side, this charitable side of what you're doing every day with the Iron Pigs?
You know, honestly, Lori, I think when we first started Charities, it was just something that was important to me and ingrained into myself as a child. And I knew this market and this stadium and this community, you know, we wanted to do more than just baseball. And it was a great opportunity to start from the scratch, to be engaged and ingrained in the community, and to not just be an organization like a lot, honestly, in our industry that just take, you know, we wanted to be able to give back. And by doing that, you know, I certainly think that leads to more success, but more importantly, it's just a matter of doing the right thing in the community that you live and call home.
It's funny. One of the questions I was going to ask you is, was there a moment in your career when you've realized this is more than just baseball? And, you know, is there a specific example of that when you were either volunteering or working with a nonprofit when you realized that's what this is all about?
Oh, there's a million moments that come to you. You know, I think the first opportunity I had to become a general manager was in Daytona Beach, Florida. And that for me was just learning about what the position gave me in terms of opening doors and meeting with people and understanding how creative you could be. Mm-hmm. And you really took that experience and said, all right, I kind of refined it when I moved to Maryland and I was a general manager there for that team and really understood even more so in my mind that I could map out something eventually in a new market and a new logo. And if I could start something brand new, how would you approach it? And that really helped to shape what I saw as a vision for the future. But, you know, that specific moments, there's so many, but you know, we talk about memories, right? It's a memory organization. It's an organization about relationships less than it is about baseball. It's an important aspect of what we do. But, you know, the first time someone comes up to you and says, you know, Kurt, my father loves baseball. You know, after my mom passed, my father just was shut in. He wasn't happy. He was just miserable. And all of a sudden he came to Iron Pigs baseball game. And my father, you know, likes to come outside now. He's just not shut in. He has something to enjoy and be a part of. And there's stories like that, Lori, that take place numerous times over the season that we hear as staff members about how people just don't to come to a baseball game. But, you know, we've had proposals and we've had weddings and we've had moments that are make you cry. Like when you gave out the free funeral, that was fun and goofy. But then when the individual that won it read aloud his essay, why he was chosen, to be able to support his family when he knows he'll be gone and they don't have a lot of means, that meant a lot to him to be able to take this off his family's stress, that when he they have enough stress as it is, knowing that, you know, he's likely going to pass away in the next few years from his disease, to take that stress off his family, to have everything paid for. It was an emotional moment that ended up being from quirky, goofy to very solemn and emotional. And we had a ballpark full on a Friday night of 10,000 people crying in the fourth inning after he read his essay. So moments like that that make you understand it's about community. It's about giving back. It's about memories. It can be about anything. That's what I love about the job, the creativity to be unique in what we do.
Right. Wow. Thanks for that. Kurt, we're at the end of our time.
It goes fast.
Already, we could sit here forever. But just in closing this question, if people are listening, how can community members, certainly they attend games and nonprofit partners that we know well collaborate with you, but are there other ways that people can get involved, either to support Iron Pigs charities or Iron Pigs throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to get involved, and that's a great question. The first step is just contacting us. You know, if it's email or a call, whatever it might be, we'll find a path to engage with everybody. If there's a way to collaborate, if there's a way to partner, we want to facilitate and do that, because I mentioned this briefly before, but it's relationships is really what our business about. And you know, we don't, like some teams, only have 20 marketing partners. You know, we have as many partners as possible because you want to engage with the entire community. And it's no different than with individuals.
And if people were to reach out, what's the best way to do that, do you think?
Yeah, best way to reach out is through contacting us, probably via email or through the website. It's info@ironpigsbaseball.com. Or they can always call our phone number, which is 610-841-PIGS, P-I-G-S.
Of course it is. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Kurt, thanks so much for being with us. A final thought to leave with our listeners today?
Go Pigs. Lori, appreciate the opportunity. Our season kicks off on March 27th. It's going to be warm and 75 degrees, I promise. So just looking forward to sharing the experience. We've been blessed to have the number one attended ballpark 3 years in a row. We're blessed to be in this community, and when people tell me they're not a baseball fan, I tell them, perfect, you're our target market, right?
You just do what we want.
There's so few of our guests that are true baseball fans. It's about community. It's about being in a fun place to be entertained, and who doesn't want that?
Right. Perfect. Well, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Listeners, we were joined by Kurt Landis, who's president and general manager of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And we'll be right back.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of hand-picked music on WDIY.
Welcome back to the second part of tonight's program on A Closer Look. Again, I'm Laurie Hackett, and we were just joined here in the studio for a wonderful conversation with Kurt Landis of the Iron Pigs, and so we're excited about the season kicking off. But now joining us in the studio, we have two incredible community leaders, friends of mine. So listeners, I'm pleased to introduce you to Karen Buck with Manufacturers Resource Center and Terry Haddad with eMedia Works. Welcome.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Sure. Have you been in the studio before, Karen?
I have not.
So what do you think?
It is super awesome. Very cool. High tech.
Yes, very high tech. And of course, we're here in the studio with our friend James, who really is the magic behind every one of these programs and so many other public affairs programming here at WDIY. Anyway, we are here to talk about a program that means so much to so many people in the Lehigh Valley, and that's why to shine a spotlight on it today is really exciting. And that program is called What's So Cool About Manufacturing. Karen, what is that?
Well, that's a great question, Lori. First, I just have to say how wonderful it is to be here. We are very busy women, and we never have an opportunity to just stop and just talk about exciting things like What's So Cool About Manufacturing. Really, it's a career awareness program for an entire community. We run it as a STEM competition in the middle schools.
Okay. And you are the co-founder of the program. And how many years has the program been in
existence? We're on year 13.
Year 13. And Terry, again, you're the founder of eMedia Works and certainly the educational founding partner for What's So Cool. Talk about your important role with your company in the program.
Well, I love thinking and talking about What's So Cool About Manufacturing because we started so many years ago, which is such a thrill. And Jack Funder and Karen Buck came and said, we want to have a video contest for middle school students. And I said, no. I said, you can't do that. I said, you have to level the playing field with schools. You have to give teachers curriculum. They don't know how to do it. So eMedia Works developed the curriculum. We developed the feedback that helps the students and teachers make great work that manufacturers are then proud of. And for me, it's such a thrill that it's been going on 13 years and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students have gone through.
So tell us a little bit more for people who aren't familiar. How does the program work, Terry?
Well, we pair middle school students with local manufacturers, and MRC is the backbone of the program. They provide all the pushing and rules, and they provide the structure. And eMedia Works provides feedback three times along the way to make sure that students are learning critical thinking skills and creativity and storytelling skills, which are very important skills for young learners. And then we have a big contest, and you're a huge part of what we do here in the Lehigh Valley.
You sure are.
So in as the program gets started and the students are creating the videos, Karen, how do you get manufacturers to join on and to partner?
Absolutely. We after all the schools have registered for the program in the fall, we also ask our manufacturers in the Lehigh Valley to partner with a school community. Many, as you can imagine, in the Lehigh Valley are quick to say yes. I think in 13 years, we've probably had 60 of our Lehigh Valley manufacturers partner with all of our Lehigh Valley schools. All of our school districts have been involved over the years. So they're quick to say yes because they would like to partner with school and they'd like to do something for the community. And certainly, we need to get the word out to the community about the great careers in manufacturing and the cool environments that students can work in one day.
So another question about that. Each school, a team of students, correct, is paired with a manufacturer. So how are they matched up, Terry? How are each of them matched up? Or Karen?
Right. So we actually, the way that they're matched up is that every school gets a new manufacturer every year, and every manufacturer gets a new school every year. So in the very beginning, you can imagine we'd really like to pair a school with the manufacturer across the street or down the road. But over the years, if you're going to get a new partner every year and learn more and more about what we do and what we make here in the Lehigh Valley, then we want to spread out those partnerships.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And Terry, so you have the chance to work directly with the students. What have you seen in the students as you've been working with them for 13 years?
Well, it's, you know, times have changed a lot, and every single year the work gets better and better and more creative and more interesting, and we put new challenges in, like hide the logo somewhere or what's your best educational story. So we try to keep it fresh and also fresh for the teachers, because we have teachers who've been with us all 13 years, which is really remarkable.
Is there a specific example of a student maybe that you saw at the beginning of the project who maybe wasn't as engaged, or any special stories to bring this to life for some of our listeners?
I would say, of course, eMedia sees the students and what they submit in the early on stages to get professional media advice. But I'd love to share a story about one of our students at Easton Area Middle School from years ago.
Okay.
He was on Joe. He was on a What's So Cool student team with the middle school, and I think he might have been partnered with Victaulic. And today, he is a teacher coach at one of the Reading Area Middle Schools, and he is running a What's So Cool program with a team of teachers. For the first time. So
what?
He just got a job, graduated, is in education, and now he's one of our teacher coaches in the Burke Schuylkill program.
That's what I was going to tell.
Yes.
That's
a fun
really
one.
Cool.
That's why this matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it
have
matters.
You seen, you both said it at the beginning, you know, an important part of this program is to introduce students and build a pipeline for students going into STEM careers. Have you seen that kind of enthusiasm and interest?
Well, eMedia did a terrific video on year 10 3 years ago where we asked our alumni to send in some selfie videos, and it really is a wonderful story, group of stories of students who went into manufacturing and students who went into media and broadcasting.
Yeah.
So it really has been a very exciting journey. I would say, you know, one of the things that we measure is in the middle school age group, there's so many choices up ahead. What will they do in high school? Will they go to their career and technical school, which are, of course, you know, are just cutting edge and terrific in their hands-on training? Or will they take advantage of all the STEM classes in high school? So that's those are some of the decisions that we really want to influence and inspire students to consider careers in manufacturing and types of education that you can get. Those are the things we look at.
That's wonderful.
And if I could just add, we don't even know the real impact, because not only do the students make a video and share it and we vote on it and we share it at school, but we have a distribution plan. The students have to market the program, meaning those videos are shown to hundreds and hundreds of students annually. So we hope that the videos have excited many students, not just the ones who participated in our program.
I love that. So the students work throughout the school year with your team, Terry, from eMediaWorks, right? And with their partner companies to create, prepare, edit their videos. And then share with our listeners, you know, how the voting happens and the night of the big What's So Cool show.
Well, I'm going to let Terry talk about that big What's So Cool show, because we really modeled it after the Emmys, and that was really her and her team at eMedia that geared us that way. It's been such a wonderful celebration. But as far as the voting is concerned, Terry mentioned the outreach plans, but we also have a co-founder partner in communications, Saul Communications, and they've really helped us to get the word, not just create great videos, but also what can we do with those videos? How can we get the word out? So we incentivize our student teams to share their video story with their entire school community through the outreach plan, which is mandatory. Every student team has to consider how they're going to share their completed video with their school community when it's done. And then one of the award categories is modeled after American Idol. When your video's done, when it's approved, when the company has signed off on all the changes and updates, how do we get that video out to their entire district, and let's do 3 days of online voting where everybody can get involved at the company and especially at the school.
And how many people approximately vote each year?
Well, in the Lehigh Valley, I would say, especially with our partnership with WFMZ TV, I would say we're over 200,000 votes in a 3 day period. It really goes viral. That's really what we want, a got milk campaign for manufacturing. But across the Commonwealth in Pennsylvania, after 13 years, I would say all those votes are over 7 million.
Anything to add to that, Terry?
No, I think it's also incredible that it's not only statewide, we're in multiple states. And, you know, it was funny thinking about how it was modeled after American Idol. I don't even know if American Idol's still on, but we are.
Yes, we are.
We are still going. So, no, it's a thrill. It's also, I just want to say how big of a deal is the night of the show for children. They have 1,000 people in an audience cheering for them. And I really believe that is a moment they will never forget in their academic career. So I always make them stop and look around and watch how many people care for them. And so it's such a great community effort for middle school students who don't always get the opportunities like that.
And listeners, if you don't know, the event happens at Stabler Arena. And I know at the event, certainly the students are there, but so are their families, so are the company representatives, and so are the teachers and the administrators from their school. How do you think all of those audiences feel about an event like this?
I think it's a thrill. I always make remarks and I always say it's one of my favorite nights of the year because that's real.
Right.
When do you see that kind of excitement?
Right.
You know, and these are not sports kids or, you know, it's just a creative bunch of kids. And we are celebrating their accomplishment because it is hard as somebody who makes a lot of media. It's not an easy task taking a lot of voices. There's so many choices and so many choices, music and voices and ways you can go. And they've had to work as a team. So they all have something to celebrate. And it's wonderful that the Lehigh Valley likes to celebrate middle school students. And manufacturing.
And Lori, you've been doing this for so long with us.
Yes.
And we are so very thankful for that.
I love it. Certainly it's a program I look forward to.
I wanted to just add on to what Terry said, because this year we have 30 middle schools partnered with 30 area manufacturing companies. And of course, we're going to have winners and it's going to be a terrific celebration. But, you know, the big picture purpose is that we are collectively sharing a story about what we make and what the career opportunities are in our region and the cool manufacturing environments that folks can work at, and students and parents and just the community. We drive by manufacturers every day and have no idea what goes on inside. And so this collectively, these student teams are really stakeholders with us in sharing this message to the greater community.
Oh, I love that. We are at the end of our time already, unfortunately. I know it went really fast. Karen, in closing, Manufacturers Resource Center is really the presenter of this entire program. What does What's So Cool About Manufacturing mean to the MRC?
Because MRC serves our manufacturers in our five-county region, we listen. We listen to what they need. And what they need, first and foremost, is a committed, talented workforce in order to make the great products that we make. And so our job with What's So Cool About Manufacturing is to engage and inspire the next generation of workforce so that they would know that there are great places to go to school here, great companies to work for. And so that's one of our answers, one of our solutions that we offer to our manufacturers.
Love it. Thank you. So well said. Just a final question for each of you. Are you optimistic about what you're seeing through this program with these middle school students. Start with you, Terry.
Oh, you bet you. As I said earlier, every single year, the kids get better and better, more excited. The work gets better. They're jumping out of their seats that night. Mm-hmm. And if I could just say in closing, thank you, Lori, for all the years of energy you gave to our program. Karen and Solcom. I mean, it's a great privilege to work on a great team.
Thank you for that. Karen.
I would say the same thing. I love our team. They're committed to the big picture purpose, and we are very, very much looking forward to just continuing our efforts. At every turn, it just keeps going, and there's a great need. The need is not gone. And so while the need is still there and this program still works, mm-hmm. then we are excited to make it better and better every year.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks so much again. We're joined here by Terry Haddad with eMedia Works and Karen Buck with Manufacturers Resource Center, both coming together to put on What's So Cool About Manufacturing. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
So listeners, again, you've joined us for another program of A Closer Look. We love this chance once a month to come together and get to know leaders in the community. We look forward to seeing you next month on A Closer Look.